Hello, and thank you for joining us today. Here on the Common Sense Gospel, we're in the middle of the crucifixion, with a five-part series that gives us time to look at all of the things that are happening around Jesus and his disciples. We're looking at crucifixion itself as a form of execution, and how it was used, and who it was used on. Rome plays a big part in that as the Jewish leadership are trying to get rid of the carpenter from Nazareth. We will soon see Judas Iscariot step into all of this mess and betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Our encouraging words for the day come from John 14. John 14, verses 30 through 31. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Jesus begins in this verse to say, I will no longer talk much with you. His time to be with them is coming to an end. It is on this night, as a matter of fact, that Jesus will be arrested, bound, and led away to Annas and Caiaphas by a detachment of Roman soldiers. This is the last time they will talk together before Jesus offers himself to God. After saying, I will no longer talk much with you, he goes on to say, because the ruler of this world is coming. I realize that this may be happening in more than one way, but we know that Judas is coming, and he's coming with soldiers and the officers of the high priest. The devil is using Judas to betray the Lord into the hands of the wicked and lawless men who are coming. It says this in John 13 and verse 2, and supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Again in John chapter 6, verses 70 and 71, Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you, the 12? And one of you is a devil. He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. And now here, in this moment in time in John 14, Jesus simply says, the ruler of this world is coming. He follows up with that statement by saying, and he has nothing in me. This phrase should be taken in its full and absolute meaning. He is affirming that the ruler of this world has no control over any part of the person of Christ. In Jesus, the devil has never ruled, not for one moment. It is so important for us to know that, to understand that, and to believe that with all of our heart. The devil has no part in me. He has nothing in me. Not for a second did the devil, the ruler of this world, have any control over Jesus. He came to do his Father's will. And this fact, this statement he makes about the devil having no control over him, will strengthen the next statement that Jesus made to his disciples. In verse 31, he says, so that the world may know that I love the Father, I will do what he has commanded me. Jesus is going to obey God no matter what. He has always lived this way, and again, we have confidence in that as we watch him. In John chapter 8, in verse 29, he says, the Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please the Father. As we watch all of this, we also know that Jesus is in full control. He is not the victim. He is the victor. He is in full control of everything that is taking place. In John chapter 10 and verse 18, he says this, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received from my Father. Over and over and over again, we see Jesus in full obedience to his Father, in full submission to his will. God has commanded him to give himself over to the coming events, so that the blood of the Lamb will be shed in order to take away the sin of the world. As Jesus moves toward this terrible end, we know for certain that he is doing this by his own free will. That's what obedience is. God the Father gave him commandment. God the Father told him what he must do, told him what he must say. But he stood on this earth as a man with his own free will to choose daily, every day, to follow and obey what his Father had given him to do. And he says to them, I will do this to show that I love the Father. That's a beautiful picture of what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to look like. Jesus didn't just do a few things God asked him to do. Jesus obeyed to the point of death on the cross. Hebrews 5 and verse 8 says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. That is a very difficult verse to come to terms with. The only begotten Son of Almighty God learned obedience by the things which he suffered. We can't just say that we're obedient. We can't prove it by yelling and screaming how much we're willing to do what is right. Those things are proven in the difficult moments of our life, when we're actually suffering, that we still trust God, we still do things His way, and we do it because we love Him just as Jesus did. In the end of our reading, Jesus says, "Arise, let us go from here." He will now move to the place where He can be found by those who hate Him, for His hour has come, and He will see this through. John 14, 30 through 31. "I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here."